Yo, what it is, what it be, what it do. I am your girl, Kingdom Artist Chic. What's up? And this is Y'all Tripping. I got a hot one for you today. Man, I love talking to people and hearing their thoughts and their mind. I love perusing social media and, you know, reading people's status. You know, a lot of time I don't chime in, I just scroll, but sometimes I'll just kind of take it back and conversate with God about it or something, or maybe one of my siblings or something, you know, just chop it up with them about something. But this is a good one. I always hear. And again, I say family business. When I say family, I mean kingdom. I don't talk about the things of the kingdom out socially or out in the public, because everybody is not a part of the kingdom. That's like taking family business in the streets. But I will talk to my family about it. So that's something that I just choose to keep in-house, you know, with the family, the kingdom. So some things in social media or things that happen in media period in the world, I would just never talk about on a podcast because it's family business, and I could talk about it only with family because we have the same daddy, so we understand where we're coming from. We have the same rules and structures and values and beliefs and morals that we can discuss the thing and then, of course, pray about it. So, but this thing, I could talk about openly, I could talk about freely. And one of the things is that church hurt, or church mad, as I call it. Like when folks say they don't go to church because, and I don't do this because, you know. So that's always been a funny thing to me to hear. And I can go so many directions with it, but I'm only going to go one, and I'll let it spread where it may. Like, why you mad? Persons, people, they, them, those, and others, why you mad at church? And I'm going to be facetious for a minute. You mad at the building? You mad at the people that's in it? The people that you say that lied, that tricked you, that did this, that played you, that rejected you, that did some underhanded, conniving, perverse stuff, and you run away from God. You blame God and never go back to another church or another ministry or other people. You blame God. My question in being church mad, why people don't ever get mad at the devil? Is it that you don't believe there's a real devil? You believe that there's a God, but not a devil. A God who created this one beautiful, angelic, once upon a time being named Lucifer. But now he's cast out and slithers on his belly in the earth named Satan, the devil, and his demons. Why, when things go wrong in your life, on the church, that people, why is the first thing we do is get mad at God? And sometimes get mad at people, or one and the same. But nobody ever say, that's the devil. Even after you learn the capabilities and the characteristics of the devil, you never even blame him. Why do people just get mad at the church people, the church folk, the holy rollers, all of the names, the little goofy names they got, or the cute goofy names, however you want to label it. Why folk don't ever just say, I'm mad at Satan. I'm mad at the devil. He did this. Why do people always resort to the people or to the church specifically? Why is the church always the butt of every joke in every black movie? How church is depicted, like everybody just sweating with these fans in their hands, is back of the wood, praise and worship. And then you see the preacher or the deacon rubbing up against a woman who ain't his wife, doing this old unholy foolishness. And then you find out and you get mad and say, see, I told y'all. I don't understand how people run away from the church faster than they run away from their abusive relationship. Yeah, I said it. So what? It's my podcast, because y'all tripping. I don't understand how people run away from the church and church people who they say hurt them, rejected them, abused them, took advantage of them, just taking y'all money. But you will lay up with somebody who's doing all those things and more and will never leave them. You will stay with them until your death. Matter of fact, they will be the cause of your death. But nobody ever says, hold up, God, if this truly you, let me just see what your character like. And none of these things look like you. I know people going to be people. Then it must be the devil. Why don't we ever just take that little common logic, that little bit of sense, and just say, I'm mad at the devil. The devil did this. They hurt me at this church, so let me go somewhere else. God, if you be you, then help me to find another place. Lead me. Because, and I'm going to get it. I'm going to give it to y'all. His word says that he will give you pastors after his heart, not your heart. We don't like to let God lead us, because anything dealing with God, anything dealing with the kingdom of God, the way, the truth, and the life, 90% of it is waiting. 90% of your walking relationship with God, truly a holy covenant. I ain't just talking about, oh, he my boy, the man upstairs. I'm talking about a holy covenant. 90% of the relationship is waiting. And we ain't got that type of patience. We antsy. We got to have what we have right now. YOLO, y'all only live once. I'm grown. I can do. We have all these soliloquies sitting on a throne instead of God sitting on a throne. I'm going to leave it right there, because I'm finna get all into it, but I ain't trying to get all into it. I'm going to stay on the outskirts in the shallow end for some of y'all listeners, because I know some of y'all can't swim that deep. Some of y'all can't breathe at that elevation, so I'm going to keep it right here in the middle. Why don't people ever get mad or consider that it's the devil when your loved one leave this world? Why do you get mad at God or the church people? Why is God and the church always the first to be blamed? Why are they the first to be mocked, but yet the first to be needed when all your stuff falls through the cracks, when all your stuff hit the ground, when you ain't got a pot to pee in and a window to throw it out of? Why? You want to mock them, and then you want to be with them. I'm confused. You got to help me. Just help me, somebody, because y'all tripping out here. Y'all tripping. You mean to tell me you would leave the place where you can learn about God, and you ain't got to be relegated or bound to that one place that you say that's tricky or that's fishy, that they kind of shaky? You can go to another one. You can say, God, lead me to really where your spirit is. Lead me to where the people ain't going to hurt me. Lead me to where people are really, I know they fallible, but lead me to where they choose to subject themselves and apologize when they do wrong. And they're going to protect my life as best they can. They're going to watch over my soul. They're going to have my best interest at heart. Lead me there. Why don't we ever do that? But for some of us who like the relationship hop, you will have 10 partners within 2 months. But you're going to write off the church forever. You're going to turn your back on God. You're going to let the enemy trick you and deceive you and send you to hell when you take your last breath, because that's where you're going to wake up in. You don't have no connection to God. How can you know the man without, you know, fellowshipping with him? But I ain't got to go to church to know God. You don't, but you got to go to church to learn about his words so you can live the rest of your week for God. Mm-hmm. That's a whole other realm. I'm going to keep y'all in the shallow. I said, I promise to keep you in the shallow. I ain't going to even get into that. But however, you will have 10 different partners in a month, in 2 months. But you only going to be mad at God for that one church. You're going to be mad at the people of God for that one church or that one church experience. It's amazing. You can go to a store and buy a product. Get home, you're unsatisfied with the product. Oh my gosh, you're going to take that thing back, go to the store and raise all type of HE double hockey sticks, raise all type of foolery over this product, either demand your money back or demand a replacement. But you won't do that when it comes to church. Like, hold up, this ain't right. You know what? This, I don't feel like this for me, so I'm going to leave. We won't make another decision. That's my whole point. You won't make another decision. You won't use your common God-given sense to make another decision and hit about face to go elsewhere. But you'll stay in abuse, or you allow a thing to run you away from God. You'll stay in abuse in the natural. You'll stay in something that ain't good for you. But at the church, you're just going to write it off altogether. You're not going to go to something that's good for you. It don't make sense. It does not make sense. So how do y'all write off the people of God? You can't forgive them. You just got to uphold what they've done. Yeah, do you have some foolishness? Absolutely, because people are foolish. People are foolish because we all still have flesh. This flesh still have a soul. And in the soul is where the enemy comes to plant his seeds of wickedness, sin, and deception. It's where we sin at, from our soul. The things we see, the things we feel, our emotions, the things that we detect. It's all in our heart, our desires, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Those are the things that cause us to sin, to transgress against the word of God, to actually carry out and do iniquitous things. Okay? Those are the things. So it's going to always be, as long as we're on this earth, even the best of us who are walking in the spirit and living in the spirit. Because the Bible say a just man, I mean, you're justified, he falls 7 times. That means he keep falling, but he gets up. And guess what? He ain't doing the same thing over. His fall might be something new. His fall, matter of fact, will be something else. Because you're walking through this life, you're living from glory to glory. You learn. You learn. You're going to fail some tests. You're going to fail some things. Even some things that you withstood before. But the seasons come, they change, and demons get stronger and stronger. And sometimes we get lackadaisical. You may be on your J-O-B. You may be on your J-O-B, like vigilant. And boom, the enemy, he's so crafty, he'll throw you off your game. He'll make your kid do something to make you wild out. Come on. He'll make somebody wild out on your job to make you wild out in a rebuttal. He'll make you do something. He'll cause you to do something. He'll set you up and trick you. And when I say make you, I mean he don't physically make you, but he'll keep hitting on you till you just explode because you've not dealt with that thing properly when a seed was first planted. That's a whole other realm. I told you I'm going to keep it in the middle because y'all tripping. I'm going to keep it in the middle. That's too deep. I don't want to drown you. However, is it possible that instead of running away from the very thing that could contain and enlarge your soul and enlarge your spirit, which is God and his people, is it possible that you could just turn for a second and say, that was the devil? Can we at some point, get to a place where we could start blaming Satan and not blaming God and God's people? Because God has to have people in the earth to preach his word. He too holy. We'll burn up if he decided to come nigh. We'll tremble and go crazy if he spoke. We can't even handle thunder. I definitely can't. So to hear his voice of many waters and thunder, come on. His word said, if you don't believe Moses and my prophets, how should you believe one from the dead? You will believe somebody from the dead is speaking to you has come back to speak. What? You satisfied with somebody dying? In a spirit come back and talk to a familiar spirit from hell, because that's where it is. It's a demonic spirit impersonating the person who has died. And guess what? Either your loved one is going to hell or they're going to heaven. Their judgment is one or the other, and there is a gulf. You can't return from the dead in either way. You can't return. You ain't returning. Once you go into glory, you go into glory. You ain't returning back to the earth. The people in the heaven can peer in. See, that's too deep. I'm going to leave that. They can peer in, but they ain't returning. The people from hell ain't returning or peering in. They're just being, come on, where the fire don't die. And that ain't even the worst of it. It's another hell after that one. It's too deep. It's too deep. I promise. I'm going to stay on task. Come on. Don't let the enemy's deceptive plans and seeds planted in you to vex you at a place that God may have led you, or you led yourself, however you was led to go, to learn and to grow and to draw closer to him. Don't let the enemy plant seeds to draw you away from him. If you got to leave that church, if you don't feel like you're growing, if you don't feel like you're getting what you need, if they hurt you, if they did something, however, leave. It's just that simple. When you don't like the home or the apartment that you're in, what you do, you get up, you leave. When your car is acting funny, you get a new one. Some of y'all who got sense, when you got a spouse or significant other, when they ain't acting the way you need them to act or treating you the way you feel like you should be treated, you leave. Smart thing, smart thing, smart thing versus those who stay. Smart thing. I'm going to keep it in the center. It's too deep. So I'm saying, don't kick God in the teeth. Don't break up with God. Because people, if you need to break up with some people for a minute, that's cool. But I guarantee you, whatever you dealt with at that previous place, whatever new place you're going to go to, you're going to deal with some things. Whether it come from the people at your church or it come from people in your family outside, you're going to deal with it because a lot of that stuff is us too. It ain't just what people did. Sometimes it's us. Now, I'm not saying if somebody defiled you, they took advantage of you and defiled you. I'm not saying that. And even in that, God will still show us. He'll still show us some openings in us that cause us to be led away, that cause us to be gullible or trusting in something when we felt the red flag, but we ignored it. It's too deep. It's too deep. I'm going to come out the deep end. Come on, get your oxygen tank. I need y'all to breathe. That's too deep. Y'all tripping though. So stop running away from the things of God or the church or running away from God and your purpose and identity, because that's really what you're running away from. Your blessings because of what someone did. And it may, as heinous as it may have been, as awful as a thing may have been. And there are some awful things that have happened over lifetime in the church, because again, Satan is real. He comes to whoever, however, whether you the preacher, you the preacher's wife, you the deacon, whatever title you that, okay, it has happened. But you're going to have to get to a point where you release him, you forgive, and move on. Go get your purpose. Go get your identity. And guess what? Stop tripping, because y'all straight up be out here tripping. Y'all tripping. So that's all I got for you today. Get rid of that being church mad, that church hurt. Change your trajectory. Change your perspective. Change you. Go ahead and walk into the identity and the purpose that God has for you. Walk into your blessing. I hope this is a blessing to y'all. God bless. I'm going to check you on the next. And remember, y'all tripping. So stop tripping.